Reading a multimeter for HVAC work, a field guide to the four meter functions in HVAC tech uses every day. AC volts, resistance, amperage, and capacitance, including how to set up the meter, where to place the leads, and how to read each measurement safely. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is. Your meter is the single tool that turns a guess into a diagnosis. For HVAC, you really only live in four functions: AC voltage, resistance ohms, amperage, and capacitance. Master those four, and you can chase down most electrical faults on a residential or light commercial system. A good combo for our trade is a clamp meter that also does volts, ohms, and microfarads, because the clamp lets you read current without breaking into the circuit. How it works? A meter is just measuring one of three basic electrical quantities and doing a little math on them. Voltage is electrical pressure, the push between two points. Resistance is how hard a path fights current flow. Current is the actual flow of electrons through a wire. Capacitance is a fourth thing. It's how much charge a capacitor can hold, and your meter measures it by charging the cap with a tiny known current and timing how fast the voltage rises. The big mental split is voltage versus everything else. Voltage is measured across a load with the power on. The two leads go on two different points and the meter reads the difference. Resistance and capacitance are measured with the power off and the component isolated, because the meter supplies its own tiny test voltage and any outside power will give a false reading or smoke the meter. In the field, AC volts, rotary dial to V with the wavy line AC, red lead in the V/ohms jack, black and COM, touch the two leads to the two points you want the difference between. L1 to L2 for line voltage, R to C for control voltage. Power stays on. This is your first move on almost any no cool. Confirm the unit is actually getting voltage before you blame a part. Resistance ohms. Power off, lock out the disconnect, and pull at least one leg of the component so you're reading only that part and not a sneak path through the rest of the circuit. Dial 2 ohms. The meter pushes its own current, so a live circuit will ruin the reading. Use ohms to check a contactor coil, a motor winding, a limit switch, or a heat strip. Amperage. Open the clamp jaws and put them around one conductor only. Clamp 2 and the fields cancel and you read zero or near it. Read it with the system running under load. This is how you confirm a compressor or motor is pulling what the nameplate says, and how you catch a motor that's drawing high on a bad bearing or a failing cap. Capacitance microfarads. Power off. Discharge the cap first, more on that below. Pull the wires off. Dial to the micro F or capacitance symbol, and put the leads on the two terminals. The meter reads the cap's actual value so you can compare it to the printed reading. Normal values and targets. Residential single phase line voltage, nominally 240 volts. Anything roughly 208 to 253 volts is in the real world window depending on the utility and whether it's a 208 volts commercial supply. Control circuit. 24 volts AC nominal, healthy range about 22 to 28 volts under load. A good contactor coil for a 24 volts coil typically ohms out somewhere around 10 to 20 ohms. Varies by part, so compare to a known good or the data plate. A run capacitor should read within plus or minus 6% of its printed value. A 45 microf cap reads roughly 42.3 to 47.7 microf and is still good. Compressor running amps should land at or below the RLA on the nameplate. A motor pulling well over its FLA is a flag. Common faults and what they mean. Meter reads 240 volts at the disconnect, but 0 volts at the contactor load side with the contactor pulled into burnt or open contacts. 0 ohms continuity from a winding to the case/ground to grounded component. Condemn it. Infinite ohms OL across a winding or coil that should have resistance to open winding. Condemn it. Capacitance reads far below the printed value to weak cap. Replace it. A hard starting or non-starting motor is often a dead cap. High amp draw climbing over time on a fan motor to bearings dragging or a weak run cap. Tech tips and gotchas. Always discharge a capacitor before you touch the terminals or ohm it. A charged run cap can bite you hard. Bleed it through a resistor 20,000 ohm. 2-watt resistor across the terminals is the safe way, or use an insulated screwdriver as a last resort, but the resistor is the right habit. When you measure resistance and the part is still in circuit, you're reading every parallel path, not just your component. That's why isolating one leg matters. A good coil reading that's really three things in parallel will fool you. If your meter reads OL on ohms when you expect a number, double check you didn't leave it on a higher range or knock the dial, and confirm the leads aren't broken by touching them together should read near zero. A clamp meter's accuracy drops at very low amps. For a tiny current like a 24 volt circuit, Wrap the conductor through the jaw 10 times and divide the reading by 10 to get a usable number. Safety slash code notes. Lock out and tag out before any resistance or capacitance measurement. NEC Article 110 covers working clearances and de-energizing. Use a meter and leads rated for the voltage category you're working in CAT Roman 3 minimum for line voltage HVAC. When in doubt, prove the meter on a known live source before and after a dead reading so you know the meter didn't fail mid-test.